It's time to say a very good morning to Annette for today's Nutrition Chat. Annette, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Wayne.
And Annette, today we're talking about, I think it's called, what would you call them, comfort foods. You know, I was just kind of chatting to you and we were saying, you know, in the movies, you're feeling all down and depressed and, you know, the world's against you and you put your dressing gown on and your pantoffels and you sit on the couch with a tub of ice cream or yogurt. And when you finish that tub of ice cream or yogurt, you feel much better. Well, that's in the movies. Now, does it happen in real life?
Yes. So, you know, with something like that, obviously that specific food, so with comfort eating, you know, in the movies, it's maybe like a feel-good moment. I think if you take that feel-good moment to real life, there would obviously be a reason why you usually wanted to take that tub of ice cream and go and sit on the couch until you feel better. So if we look at this whole thing, it's because actually that specific food that you choose that is giving you comfort takes you to a very unique place. And it's tied to a memory or experience, a good experience that it's exclusively yours.
Okay.
So the thing is, it might be different for various people. So in the one person might take the ice cream, the other one might maybe make a cup of soup or would like a chicken broth or a toasted sandwich or whatever it might be. But that specific food substance that you choose for that moment takes you to a place of happiness, safety, love, and that's really why we do that. So it's quite interesting if you start asking people what would their movie moment with ice cream on the couch be. You will get a few different answers, and it's because for each person that moment is different. So if you think, why do we really do this? It's because it actually makes us feel good in the moment. And if we look at the type of foods that people will choose, well, I want to say, unfortunately, it's generally your energy dense food that's very high in fat, normally sweet. Many times it's chocolate or ice cream or maybe French fries or potato chips or something like that. Even movies, you will see potato chips, people sit on the couch. So it's high energy dense food that people can choose. But the thing for something like chocolate, it's got the ability to sort of increase your mood, number one. So there are things like cocoa and sugar that obviously activate some of your feel-good hormones, and it makes you feel better. That's actually also why you then eventually choose that specific type of food. And because it's generally highly palatable, so it's something amazing and nice and sweet and gives you a warm, fuzzy feeling because it's a little bit of a reward, a pleasure, and it's almost like those hormones that it's activated in that moment when you eat that specific food. Many of them sort of link to the reason why somebody would get addicted to drugs or whatever it might be, but it's to create that feeling that is exclusively really yours. And then unfortunately, really, it relieves that negative mood, but it's only really for a short period of time. So science show that moment that you had with your mood improving food, it really only has an effect on your negative mood for give or take 2 days. And then you would actually go back to that moment again. So some people don't eat at all. Some people will choose their specific foods. So if you then go a little bit deeper on why do we actually do this, there are a few reasons why people do this. So number one, some people brings a sense of belonging because they can associate that specific food maybe to a member of their family or to social gatherings or to people that took care of them. I think maybe you've got a thought of your mom bringing you rooibos tea, or so it brings you to a place of safety and care, and it really connects you to people. And that's really where the power then lies of comfort food, because it's got that association in your mind to that sense of belonging in a certain place or in a safe space or with a person. And that's then why you would choose that specific food. Mm. So I think if it's somebody that really battles with emotional eating, you know, it's not really always about the food. It's like, we have to find out why did we actually do that in the very beginning. Mm. And if you use some of these things, like maybe it's a sense of belonging, or there's something which is nostalgic eating. So if you smell something, and it made me think of this Afrikaans gedig wat sê, my nooi is in 'n narkie, my ouma is in kaneel. Uh-huh. It means that if you smell cinnamon, you think of pancakes. Mm. Maybe you were raised on a farm, and so that specific thing will bring you back to that moment. So the scent is an emotional memory, and then that really will make you choose that specific food, because you want to take yourself back to that moment. You are maybe longing for that moment, and that's why people actually start doing this. Mm, mm. And then the other thing, obviously, is if we think about special occasions, it's a birthday or a Thanksgiving or whatever, so you will actually go back to celebrity type of food that makes you feel good. And generally, it's unhealthy choices, but it's the food that will be highly palatable, sweet, high in fat. And that's sort of why people choose these specific things when they do a comfort eating.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. when you mentioned, you know, it's sort of high energy, dense foods and things like that, obviously that then has weight implications. I'm thinking here, let's say somebody who might be struggling with weight. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, oh, well, this is it. You know, I'm not going to be able to control my weight, so I might as well have another two scoops of ice cream.
Yes. So, unfortunately, that becomes like a little bit of a vicious cycle. I mean, obviously, there's people out there that's very lucky and they're skinny and they can just do whatever they want. But if you are the person that's got the habit of grabbing the tub of ice cream because you are feeling down and you want to up your emotions and you are battling with weight, then it becomes important to actually try and find out. So I always say to people, it's not the end of the world, you know, we can work with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, maybe sit down and try and figure out what situation will trigger the grab for the tub of ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of the starting point. But and then, you know, the answer is not really not to do that in that moment. If it's a weight related issue, I generally advise people to, let's look at what is your go-to comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see if we cannot at least half the calories from the comfort food. Mm. So instead of cream tub of ice cream, maybe go for the light vanilla ice cream, the sweet type of ice cream. And at least we can save 50% of calories, which will help you with the weight loss, while we figure out why you originally decided to do this and what maybe from, whether it's your childhood or whatever it might be for you. I mean, every single person is different. So you can't also treat a person with emotional habit or the tendency to go for the feel good food, if you rather put it that way. There's various reasons why people will go for that feel good food.
Mm.
So until we've sorted out that issue, maybe we would rather then look at whether it's the toasted cheese or the macaroni or the potato chips or the ice cream, all of those things we can substitute for something else with less calories. The positive thing about that is we actually take away the negative thing of weight, but we still have the comfort, and then later on we can figure out how to maybe work with the reason why you would originally choose that food for comfort. So yeah, it's it's not that difficult. And I think people sometimes think, oh, you know, like you said, I might as well just eat some more because this is just my situation. But, yeah, you can actually, there's ways and means to work with that in a positive way and also, yeah, help you to lose weight in the end if that's the issue.
And, you know, would I be correct in saying that sometimes, and I mean, we kind of lightheartedly look at the movie scenario and, you know, you're feeling down, you eat an ice cream tub and you feel better after that. But in real life, there could be maybe issues. You know, a person's got depression or they're suffering from depression or something like that. And this is their outlet. But because they're doing it like this, maybe it's affecting their weight. So you, as a nutritionist, would probably have to first figure out, but why is this person doing this? And almost treat the cause as opposed to the symptoms.
Yes. So I think if you are very right in saying that. So whenever I had people that said to me, you know what, I am an emotional eater. This is what I do. And if you think how long the feel-good feeling only lasts for 48 hours, it will take. So then in 48 hours, you want to do it again. So then if you have a weight issue, obviously we have to address both ways. So generally with those people, I would rather try and figure out why.
Yes.
In the very beginning, you had the urge to do that thing. Mm. So it's a little bit of a psychological thing first that we have to figure out. And then we can talk about the weight. And also, like I said, sometimes people say, oh, but you know, I want chocolate. Like, I want to eat chocolate because obviously cocoa makes you feel good. We know that. Cacao in general do have the ability to make you feel better, but maybe instead of eating that 100 gram of slab, buy some skinny hot chocolate with pure cocoa, which has got 200 kilojoules versus 2000 kilojoules. So then we are saving 1800 already, and that's good enough to make you lose almost a kilogram a week if we just change that one small habit. So slowly but surely try to create positive things. If you have a negative connotation to a specific scenario, but we can actually slowly but surely take the negative habit, change it into a better choice. And with making that better choice, you actually lose weight. So we are getting some plus points. And then sometimes because of the accomplishment of just changing that small thing and the weight loss actually motivate the person to totally maybe stop that habit or by hook or by crook, you address that other thing that you didn't even know about. So,
yes.
So definitely you have to try and figure it out what the root of the habit was.
So in other words, by sort of changing the one part of the habits, you're actually creating a positive scenario, and the person might say, oh, wow, you know, it's not so bad after all. And and that in itself would have a positive outcome.
Yes, because you will feel that you are empowering yourself. You are actually able, you do have the ability. So there's many positive thoughts that comes from just changing one small thing. And it's possible. I mean, with every single thing, like I said, even with ice cream, there's a better choice.
Yes.
Look at labels and we can, and the same with whether maybe it's fizzy drinks. I mean, you don't have to do the sugary fizzy drink. You can do the one without sugar if the fizzy drink is creating something for you. So there's definitely options that we can choose for that specific feel-good food.
And those options, well, you know, you just, as you say, read the labels and see what's maybe not so high in kilojoules.
Yes, definitely.
And
you can create that moment with less calories, for instance.
Right. And maybe choose something that's a little bit healthier. And I'm laughing at the moment. We've got a chicken that's interrupting this. You just got to believe this. We'll talk about this on another day. But
Annette, maybe if egg is, if egg is your thing, rather eat egg white all the time than eat the whole egg, because the fat is in the yolk.
Well, there we go. You know, maybe fried eggs are your thing. Yes. You know, and
so
maybe
you can poach them and only eat the white yes. and not the yellow, and that we save a lot of energy. Yes.
Well, we'll look at those. But getting back to the serious side, you know, we look at it and almost tongue in cheekly look at it from the movie yeah. point of view, but you know, as we said, there are scenarios where people do yes. definitely kind of feel, you know, that they just need to eat. And I mean, we've covered this a couple of times on various and aspects of the show.
I think the important thing to realize is, number one, it's not the food. Like, food is you know, it was never about the food in the beginning. So I think if you realize that, it makes you realize that it is possible to actually figure it out, because mm-hmm. it wasn't about the food right from the very beginning. Right. So that's why having a good relationship with food is really important. And even if you think about people that choose not to eat at all, because that's their coping mechanism in some or other way, that's also a problem, because why did you stop eating in the very beginning? There was a moment that motivated you to do that, or to help you cope with a certain scenario, for instance. So that's why relationship with food is really, really important. And I don't think people should be fearful of talking about it, because speak about your fear of a certain food and whatever it might be, and sort it out so that you can have a good relationship with food. Because let's face it, our whole life, every single day, you face food everywhere.
Yes, yes.
Wherever you go, you face food. So you have to make sure that you've got a good relationship with food, whether it is to lose the weight or to gain the weight or whatever it might be. But we have to figure it out in some or other way. Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's that good, healthy relationship with yes. food, as opposed to a generally corrupt, abusive relationship. Yes.
It's easier said than done. It's really, really easier said than done. But it's not imagine. Impossible. Yes.
Well, that's an interesting point. And, you know, it's at the end of the day, have a good relationship with food. And let's see, if somebody wants to get in touch with you. And I mean, today we touched on a number of very, very important topics. How do they get in touch?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Great. Unetsi, thank you very, very much. Have a great week and enjoy your ice cream. Or you don't need ice cream.
Thank you.
Cheerio then. That's Unetsi with today's nutrition chat. And of course, this chat will be on our website later on today.